Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the show, we remember the life and career of one of America's most important literary minds, Maya Angelou.
I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees.
So he gave it a name. So he gave it a name.
Later, we play some music by Bruce Springsteen and hear from a music critic who has rated 100 songs by The Boss. On Wednesday, the world lost a major voice in American literature. The writer, performer, and activist, Maya Angelou, died at her home in North Carolina. She was 86 years old. Jonathan Evans remembers her life and career.
Maya Angelou was born in St. Louis, Missouri, in 1928. She spent much of her childhood with her grandmother in Tiny Stamps, Arkansas. For Southern blacks, those years were a time of official racism and economic struggle. Maya Angelou said what made life acceptable were the stories, songs, and traditions passed down from one generation to the next. She once described how art worked a special kind of magic at her local black church.
The church I belonged to was even smaller than any aspiration in the town. When all the members were there, we had 32 people in the whole church. And yet, in that church, I learned so much about the power of art to help human beings transcend almost anything.
Her writing career began after writer James Baldwin and other friends heard her childhood stories. They urged Angelou to write them down. She published I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings in 1969. It was the first book of a series of six about her life. She also wrote essays, poetry, plays, and movie screenplays. Her words moved students and presidents. She was invited to read a poem at the inauguration of President Bill Clinton in 1993.
Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Nelson Mandela read Angelou's poem, Still I Rise, at his 1994 inauguration as President of South Africa. Here are its opening lines.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise.
Although she never went to college, Angelou was awarded more than 30 honorary degrees. She also received a National Medal of Arts and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Later this week, she was to be presented with an award from Major League Baseball for her civil rights work. She had to cancel her appearance at the ceremony for health reasons. Maya Angelou taught for more than 30 years at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. University President Nathan Hatch called her a national treasure whose life and teachings inspired millions around the world. He said, "We will miss profoundly her lyrical voice and always keen insights. Media star Oprah Winfrey was a very close friend of Maya Angelou. Winfrey said Angelou will always be the rainbow in my clouds. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Musician, singer, songwriter Bruce Springsteen is one of the world's best-selling artists, with a career that covers 40 years. In a new book, Counting Down Bruce Springsteen, writer and music critic Jim Baviglia rates Springsteen's songs. The rating is based partly on how powerfully the words express people's fears, hopes, and dreams. Christopher Cruz reports.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob.
Bruce Springsteen is known for his poetic songs that deal with social and political issues, as well as more personal subjects. His energetic live performances are also famous. Music journalist Jim Baviglia says the artist's childhood in a New Jersey working-class family was a major influence on his music.
The social and the political issues, Springsteen's never been shy about writing about those. They sort of started to come into play with an album called Darkness on the Edge of Town, where he started to look at sort of small town lives and how people, you know, just sort of doing the same things that their parents did and couldn't get out of that.
Mr. Baviglia says the music grew even darker in the 1982 album Nebraska. He says those songs show people pushed to the edge of poverty and criminal activity. 13 years later, Springsteen released The Ghost of Tom Joad. Mr. Baviglia says the album was a direct discussion of issues like immigration, hunger, and poverty.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over reach. Hot soup on a campfire in the breeze. Shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Families sleeping in their cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Then, in 2012, in the album Wrecking Ball, the critic says Springsteen found people to blame for some of those social problems.
Wrecking Ball really pointed at the sort of the financial leaders and the powers that allow the sort of dichotomy between the rich and the poor.
One of Springsteen's best-known songs, Born in the USA, is 9 on Baviglia's list.
and it's this amazingly complex song. It's got this really rousing music, very patriotic, big drums. You know, it's used in fireworks displays, but when you get it to the lyrics, it's a very sharp criticism of the way America treated its Vietnam vets upon returning home.
End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA.
The song was released in 1984 as President Ronald Reagan was running for re-election. Jim Baviglia says that conservative politicians and observers misunderstood the song.
It came out in 1984, and a couple conservative politicians sort of picked up on the song. They talked about how Springsteen, you know, sort of reflected the American values, and Springsteen, when he found out about that, quickly pulled back and he said, well, wait a second here. They're sort of mistaking this song here. This is more of a criticism, and, you know, maybe their values don't sort of coincide with my values.
I hold you in my
Springsteen also wrote about personal relationships. Mr. Baviglia places Brilliant Disguise in fifth place on his list of Springsteen's 100 finest songs. The song is from the 1987 album Tunnel of Love.
Tell me what I see.
It's basically a couple who are putting on disguises for each other because they don't reveal their true selves and there's mistrust and the relationship is kind of crumbling.
Mr. Baviglia says that was the state of Springsteen's marriage at the time. He and his first wife divorced shortly after. Born to Run tops Baviglia's list.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride to mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway nine, chrome wheel, fuel injected and stepping out over the line.
He says Springsteen's album company was thinking of ending business with him after poor sales of his first two albums. But then, Born to Run hit the stores and airwaves in 1975. It saved Springsteen's career.
The lyrics, they leave you breathless, this idea of, you know, maybe we never can actually get free from our past, from our hometowns and things like that, but you have to give it a shot and take your chance. You know, it cost a lot of money to produce. He used all these instruments, and had it failed, I mean, we might not be talking about Bruce Springsteen today.
But we are talking about him and listening to him. Jim Baviglia says the musician's ability to stay true to himself and express the concerns and hopes of ordinary people is what has made him a living legend.
I'm Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
When they let me in, I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around.